timing was perfect, at least to me and perhaps to some of you. The timing was perfect for the Rio Olympics. After all the brouhaha of the Democratic and Republican National Conventions, to have just a little window of space to think about something else before we go through that final crunch of making some really heartfelt, difficult decisions about our country's future, it's great to have some distraction. A lot of fanfare, huh? Michael Phelps, 23 medals. How about the United States women's soccer team unexpected defeat despite Carly Lloyd? Or a young lady who got the first gold medal in women's tennis for Puerto Rico? A lot of things happening. Despite all the turmoil in the world and the conflicts among nations, it's a wonderful thing that, by and large, athletes from all over the world can come together and compete individually and as teams in a way that's mutually respectful and builds up fellowship among nations instead of division. How do you get to be an Olympic person? You know, it takes an amazing persistence. You got to try and try and try and try and keep on working at it. Enduring persistence through all the struggles and pain. You've got to have an absolute focus on what your goal is. No distractions can take you away from the demand of that constant, repetitious practice for years to ever get to be on that stage. Persistence and focus. And yes, there's a homily in there. I can imagine that we were throwing up a slogan, a logo, for Christian Olympics. The words would come right out of the second reading from Hebrews today. Persevere in running the race of life with your eyes fixed on Jesus. Perseverance and focus. See, if we believers baptized into Jesus Christ would give as much energy, as much concentration, as much persistence and endurance in our living our faithful lives, we'd be Christian Olympians. If we would not allow so many of the demands of everyday life and the hopes and dreams for our future to distract us from our focus on Christ, if our eyes were fixed on Him, our lives would be enriched and filled with peace despite the struggles of life. Christian living can only be effective with persistence and focus. So today, I offer you a simple message from the Rio Olympics. Those men and women who are competing there only got there because of their persistence and their focus. And we will only get to the eternal life Jesus offers if, by the grace of God, we are persistent, keep our eyes focused on Christ. Persevere in running the race of life with your eyes fixed on Jesus.